Hey, man, you may be seated. We do bless the Father for all things, and we thank Him for the precious blood of His Son, Yahshua the Lamb. We thank Him for salvation and for deliverance from every yoke of bondage of sin, from the wicked oppressor that comes to oppress us and to draw our minds and our thoughts away from the perfect law of the Father. Yet He has placed that within our hearts that we may truly know Him. And this is the hour above all hours we need to truly know Him. As the old saints would say for yourself, you need to make sure you know Him. And when you know Him, you will know you are pardoned from all of your sins. Because there's a battle of life, and yet there's an ending of life too. And I believe that, and I see that, and I'm seeing that. It's one thing that the Father wants us to do to prepare our hearts and our minds to be ready when He calls. Because there is a time that He's going to call us all into glory. We're all going to have to leave, as the old saints would say, this realm of life here. We're going to have to check out of this place. We're going to have to stand before Him in judgment. And it is a real reality that we must understand that we all are going to die. Every last one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, life is going to cease in this realm. There's nothing in the natural we are going to be able to do to prevent that. Each day you sense the decaying and the dying of the natural body, because that's a real process. I know that I do. I see things even in my physical body, as even as young as I am. I'm not young, but you understand what I'm saying. Today in this generation, my age, you're still really young. But I sense that. I sense that death and those things began to work in the physical body, because they are real. And in doing that, then it behooves us to do what He commands us to do, and do it wholeheartedly with the pure desire and pure intent. That is what He commands us to do, that we'll be saved in the end. And I do want to be saved in the end. I want to read from the scriptures tonight, some verses I want to. There are some things that I do want to talk about, but I do want to continue the path that I've been preaching or teaching, whatever you want to call it, in the last few services that we have had. The scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, because there is something that I do want to declare unto you. I want to read a definition of a word. It is simply declare. Declare. I want to read this, and then I want to read the definition, because there is something that I want to lead us to tonight. And I hope that your ears are open to hear what the Spirit saith unto the house tonight. If there is ever an hour that we need to hear, this is the time that we truly need to hear what Almighty Yahweh is speaking unto His house. Because in the process of that, by mercy and truth, only by mercy and truth, that iniquity is purged. We're cleansed from our iniquitous ways. And there are things about us that, even in our adamant ways, we are persistent. We actually think that we are right. And yet the scripture tells us that all the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. And that's every man. That's just not some men. Every man, his ways are pure in his own sight. But Yahweh, He ponders the spirit of a man, his intent, his purpose, his desire, his motive. Now that is the thing that He looks at above all things. The scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, I'm not going to read all of this. Verse chapter 1, I want to start at verse 3. Yes, this is the important part. Through verse 5. And it came to pass in the 14th year of the 11th month, of the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel. Now, you understand what he did now. He literally talked unto them. He spake. Well, he spoke unto them, and the scripture identifies who he spoke to. The house, the remnant of Israel. And he spoke, now listen to this, according unto all that Yahweh had given him in commandment unto them. So he did not declare anything of his own opinion, of the things that he had constituted that was right before them. But these things were given unto him by the Father. And so he spake unto them. He literally, vocally declared unto them those things that the Father had imparted into his heart, his soul and his mind, and that the Father had literally spoken unto him to declare unto the house of Israel. Verse 4 says, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwell in Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, which dwell as Ashtaroth in Edrei. The scripture says this in verse 5. On this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, listen now, began Moses to declare this law, saying, you notice what Moses did, he began to declare. But when something is declared, it is with an authority, it is vocalized, it is spoken, it is made known unto those that it is declared unto. And so as Moses began to speak those things concerning the commandments of Yahweh and the law, he had to declare them unto them. And there had to be a speech, he had to vocalize it in order for it to be declared. Now, I simply want to read that transit verb, the definition of declare. Now, it is important that I establish this tonight. It is to make known formally, officially, or explicitly, to make clear. When you declare something, you must make it clear. It has to be made known. To state now, emphatically, without any observation, you know for certainty what you are saying, that there is no doubt or no unbelief in that at all. Moses could not doubt what he actually spake unto the house of Israel. He declared it unto them. It is to make full statement of, to announce. And so when something is announced, it is spoken so that others may know that that one is entering the place as one herald allowed that the king is coming. And so when the one say that, then everyone arises to that occasion. To announce as a trump, to make a declaration, and it declares synonyms, declare, announce, proclaim, propagate, mean to make known publicly. Now that what declaring is, to make it known publicly. You can look it up in your Webster dictionary or whatever, but this is the definition that I do want you to understand, to make known publicly. It is to declare, imply, usually formality in making known. There's a process in making known. Announce, imply, and declaration of something for the first time. Proclaim, imply, declaring clearly, forcefully, and authoritatively. The president proclaimed a national day of mourning, so he must speak that in order for people to know that. When they declare a national day of prayer or mourning, they usually do what they call a presidential announcement that everyone will know. And so these laws that Moses declared, everyone had to know what the Father had commanded and declared unto them. Promulgate implies the proclaiming of dogma, doctrine, or law, or to proclaim or the doctrine of law, and to actually speak with authority. Now, I wanted to read that because the scripture says that Moses declared unto them what Yahweh spoke unto him to declare unto the house of Israel. You must understand that he literally declared it unto them. And he spoke it with a profound authority, and there was no doubt in what Moses spoke unto the house of Israel. And in order for him to declare that, it had to be spoken. Now that is what I truly want to emphasize, that it must be spoken. When something is declared, it has to be made known clearly, the proclamation that is spoken. Now, I will read some scripture. I want to read that, that imply those things that are declared. It's important that you hear this. Listen to this. I will tell you where they are. You can write them down. Psalms 9:11. Now listen to the simplicity of these scriptures. David said, sing praises to Yahweh. He means that
to actually and literally sing praises unto the Father. He said, which dwelleth in Zion. And then he says, declare among the people his doing. Now, in order for you to declare, you must make known the doings of Yahweh. You must tell or speak to someone concerning the things that he has done for you. You declare your testimony before men in Zion. In order for them to know your testimony, you must declare that. You must make it known by speaking it. All right? Psalms 38, 18. David said, for I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorrowful for my sin. So when a man declares his iniquity, he makes known the sins as we confess our fault one unto another. We actually confess our iniquities. And when a man declares that, he makes known, he speaks it out, and he literally named his sins. You know, they used to do that in the old days. They would actually name their sins. I'm guilty of this, Father. I'm guilty of this. And men today don't name their sins. They would actually declare their sins. Psalm 66, verse 16. This is what it says. Come and hear, all ye that fear Elohim. Listen to this. And I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Now, if he's done something for your soul, to declare that, you must testify and make known what he has done. I'm literally driving to one specific point tonight. But in order for you to understand this, you must understand the ramification of one declaring something. And so if he has done something wonderfully for your soul, you declare that. How? By testifying and making known that he has done something mightily and powerfully for your soul. He says in the 17th verse of 66 Psalms, he said, I cried unto him with my mouth. That's what he said. He was extolled with my tongue. So I literally lift him up with my mouth and my tongue, exhorted his name above the heights of the heavens. Now don't get drunk on me here tonight. Don't get sluggish in your spirit. We're actually battling for our very souls in this hour. It is one thing we see what the Father is allowing to fill the earth today. I was reading, or you probably saw it in the USA Today. If not, you will see it, how that these viruses are mutating from animals unto human beings. And it has never happened before because of the beastly spirit of man. Because of that. Now they have out this thing called monkeypox that many are being contaminated with that virus. It's just like smallpox. And it is mutated from animals that literally human beings are catching these things. It is because of the beastly mind and the beastly spirit of man today. They are just like beasts. They have gone away from Yahweh and they walk the dainties of the world. And they will not eat the divine meat that is his will to do it and to finish his will. And because they have gone that way, then their souls are becoming poisoned. And their minds cannot even grasp the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. They are trying to find it in every angle, but they cannot find it. And so it behooves us in this year that we have ears to hear and that our eyes are anointed with the eye salve, that we literally can see beyond the parameter and the peripheral of our natural flesh. That we can look beyond that and see into the spiritual realm. And it starts when a man truly begins to walk in that identity. There's a profound judgment that takes place in his soul and his heart. How can that be? If we are the spiritual identity of Yahweh's house, then judgment begins first with us. It begins here with us. And so it is in this spiritual house. Judgment begins in the heart of a man, that there be nothing in his soul or his spirit to separate him from the Father. And Satan is very shrewd and very subtle and very cunning and very crafty. If he spoke to Eve and she was persuaded by what he said, with visitations from the Father, come on, saints, we better get our souls and our hearts right. You can say what you want to. We better get right. As the old saints would say, you better get real. You better get right. This is no religious play thing. You better get real. You better get real with the Father. This is no religious thing. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with your soul and your salvation. That's what it has to do with. So we better get real and entirely with Him. We better give Him everything that He commands us to give Him. And anything less He will not accept. Nothing at all. Now waking out of your drunkenness, all right? Be sober in this hour. Bless the Father. Psalms 97:6. David said, the heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people shall see His glory. Now the heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people shall see His glory. Psalms 102:21. David said, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion, and we are Zion. And His name ought to be declared in Zion. That's what the scripture says. To declare the name of Yahweh in Zion and His praises in Jerusalem. So in order to declare His praises in His city, there must be a sound made in order for Him to be praised or His name to be declared. It must be. Psalms 145:4. It says, one generation, Psalms 145:4. One generation shall praise Thy works to another, and shall declare Thy mighty acts. From one generation to the other, they shall declare the mighty works of Yahweh. And they shall declare, they shall make known or speak of the mighty acts that He has really done in their lives and in their souls. They will declare now, to make known, to promulgate, to speak it. Vocally, with authority, with a testimony, without any fear at all. Isaiah 12:4. Isaiah 12:4. Isaiah 12:4. And in that day shall ye say, in that day shall ye say, praise Yahweh. In order for someone to say something, they must speak it. In that day they shall say, praise. I know what it says in your text. But praise Yahweh. Call upon His name. There must be a name for you to call upon. And it says, declare His doing among the people. How do you declare something among people unless you speak of the things that have been done? You must speak of something when you declare it. You must declare it. You must speak with authority and let others know that these are the things that have been done in the might of His power, His name, by His Spirit. And He says here, make mention. That's what it says. Isaiah 12:4. Make mention that His name is exalted. In order for you to mention something, you must speak it. You can't mention something unless you literally speak it. If you mention something to someone, there must be a spoken vowel, a verb, or a word to actually mention it. I'm dealing with one word tonight to declare now. I want to establish what it actually implies in the Scripture. I've looked at every verse in Scripture concerning that word declare. And it is to speak forcefully. It is to utter out of your mouth that it may be made known or declared. And that's what the Father is doing today. We that are saints, we're going to declare His righteousness. We're going to declare this generation is one that is wicked and vile and corrupt. We're going to declare that. Isaiah 21:6. For thus hath Yahweh said unto me. Isaiah 21:6. Now you can go back and read the text of these chapters, and you can read them in text and in order. But I understand what he is saying here, all right? It says in Isaiah 40:21:6, for thus saith Yahweh, said unto me, for thus hath Yahweh said unto me. He said this now to Isaiah, go. Set a watchman. Do you understand that? A man that has the spirit to judge, to perceive and understand what the Father's literally doing. He said, you set a watchman, Isaiah. Now, this is Yahweh talking. And he said, and let him declare what he seeth. So in order for one to declare what they see, they must see something. And when they see it, then they make known what they literally see or have seen. So he said, let them declare what they see at. The things that come before them, let them declare to speak and to let it be known what they have seen. Isaiah 42, verse 12. Isaiah 42, verse 12. It says, let them, his people, give glory unto Yahweh, to honor him, to exalt him, to recognize him, to sing sweet praise unto him, and declare his praises in the islands, to make known in the far places, wherever you may go, to make known the praises of the Father, that his name alone is exalted above all names. And that's the only way you're going to exalt his name is by declaring it. I will show you in scripture, as something that I want to drive in our hearts tonight, saints, there's no glory for me or for you until the works are finished. We're here to glorify the Son as he has glorified the Father and to make known his mighty name and the works that was done in his name. Isaiah 48 verse 20. He says, Isaiah 48 verse 20. Listen to this. He said, go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. He say, with, now listen to this now, with a voice of singing, declared ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth, say ye, Yahweh hath redeemed his servant Jacob. You see the sequential order as he declared unto them how to do it. He said, with the voice of singing, with the voice of rejoicing, declare ye. Tell now this. When someone declares something, it must be told. When you declare a thing, you will tell someone that. And that's what declaring is. As the old folks would say, I do declare. And they would declare what they declare. I do declare that that boy is a mess. That was the way their jargon, the way they talk. I do declare that that girl, she is a mess. That is how they talk. And in that declaration of declaring, they make known that declaration. And that's what declaring is actually a declaration. They declare that thing or make it known by speaking it out or forth. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 5. He says to Jeremiah, declare ye in Judah. If he declares it in Judah now, and when you publish something and publish in Jerusalem, make it known, make it manifest. That's what he says. And then he tells them what to say. And say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. He tells him to cry. Gather together and say, assemble yourself, let us go into the defense cities. Let us go into the place of refuge and comfort. Now we know where the Spirit of our Father, Almighty Yahweh, dwelleth in that place. So we come out of this realm of the natural man and we go into the defense city. We walk in that spiritual mind or that man that is made after the fashion and the image of Yahshua. It is a man that has suffered. It is a man that has been crucified. It is a man that has hung on the cross. It is a man that says that the works of my flesh are finished. When a man does that, then he goes into that defense city. And no evil thing can really touch that man. Nothing. There's nothing that can overtake that man. When he goes into that defense city, so he tells Jeremiah to declare now and say, Now there's a city or those places, there's a refuge that we must go in. We must go into the refuge of His laws, His commandments, His statutes, His covenant. We must go into those fence cities. That is, there is where our defense is. And the law of the righteous King of Israel. Jeremiah 51 verse 10. Jeremiah 51 verse 10. Yahweh have brought forth our righteousness. He has brought us forth as righteous sheep, clothed in garments of righteousness. Our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. That is what our righteousness consists of. That is what it constitutes. It is the righteousness of His law that is in our hearts, saints, and that dwells in our souls. And so He has brought forth our righteousness. Come now, will we realize that? He says, let us declare in Zion the works of Yahweh, our Elohim. He said, the works you have done, let us declare it. In Zion, what He has done. In your testimonies, you testify, you declare that He has done the works. There are no works of your own ability or your own hands. You know that they are the works of the heavenly divine Father. And He said, declare them. Make it known. So that's what you do. You declare His works. I want you to hear this now. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 16. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 16. It says this. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 16. Yahweh says to Ezekiel, but I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from famine, and from the pestilence. He said, I'm going to allow some to be saved. Do you hear that? Hear me, saints. I'm going to allow some not to be destroyed by the pestilent, sword, famine. Do you understand that? He said, I'm going to leave some. For what reason? That they may declare all their abominations amongst the heathens, whether they come, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. He said, I'm going to allow a remnant of them to be saved. I'm not going to allow the sword, pestilence, and famine to overtake them. For one reason, that they may declare their abomination, their sins, and the works of the hands that they have done, that men may know that I am Yahweh, the great King of Israel, that my name is above all names. He said, I will spare them for that purpose. And that is what He has done. Even in the midst of our sins, He has spared us. In our corruption, He has spared us that we may declare our filth and our abomination amongst men. To say, I'm vile, I'm filthy, I'm sinful, I'm wicked, I'm corrupt. That His righteousness may prevail in our lives. Now that's what He wants, saints. So He spared us from the sword of this world, the wicked one, the wicked, or He used them for His sword. He spared you from them overtaking your mind and your spirit, from the pestilence that is in the land. He spared you for one reason, that you may declare your sinful and abominable ways unto others in Zion, that they may know that He is the exalted one and not ourselves. That's why He has spared us for that purpose. Glory. Declare it now, He says. Declare all their abomination. Matthew 13:36. Matthew 13:36. Listen to this. Then Yahshua sent the multitude away and went into the house, and His disciples came unto Him. Now they came unto Him saying, this is what they said. Listen, Matthew 13:36. He sent away the multitude. The apostles came unto Him. They went into the house. And the disciples, the apostles, came unto Him saying, that's what they ask Him. Listen now. Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. They said, declare. Do you understand that? Declare. In order for someone to declare, he must speak. He must make known whereby they can understand vocally, spiritually, mentally, that they may proceed with good understanding that parable. So they asked Him to declare it unto us. Make it known in our language, or in a way that we can understand easily. He says in Matthew 15, Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. You hear what he said? Make it known, say, teach, tell us this parable. The scripture says in Acts 32 and verse 41. And we declare unto you glad tidings, as Paul says, and we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers. He said, we declare unto you, we make known unto you glad tidings, that you may know the promise that was made unto the fathers. You may understand that without any doubt or any fear at all, and that is what the Father is trying to get us into the place today, that we may understand the things that have been declared unto the fathers. So Paul said, we declare unto you the things of the Father. We declare them with glad tidings. We make them known unto you. Verse 41 in Acts 13. He says this, listen now. Behold, ye despisers and wander and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Joshua worked a work in his days. He did a work that was so profound. And the only way we're going to believe it is that a man must declare it unto us. We understand that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yahweh. And how can you hear unless there's one that declared this witness of this truth unto your soul? It is one thing that Satan tried to do. He tried to declare witness against the witness of Yahweh. He began to declare things unto Eve. And she began to listen unto him. And when she did that, she began to think in her own mind, because Yahweh gave her a mind. It was very pure and clean. It was pristine. It was a virtuous mind. It was just only that seed of doubt that you're allowed to enter in that corrupted the whole being. That's all it takes, just a little seed, saints, of that doubt to enter in, corrupts the whole being. Acts 20, verse 27. Paul says this, now listen. Acts 20, verse 27. As he spoke unto the saints of Ephesus, he said this, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Yahweh. I have not allowed anything to prevent me from declaring unto you. He declared with a declaration, with authority, forcefully, without any doubt, the whole counsel of the Father. Do you understand that? He had to make it known unto them. So he had to declare it. Do you hear that, saints? I want you to understand this thoroughly. The simplicity of Yahweh's truth. It is not that complicated. Our flesh complicates it. But the Spirit will reveal those things unto us that will produce the fullness of His life in us. And so what we do, we crucify our flesh and the things about us that prevent us from moving into the place of excellency. Nothing else, even this teaching and preaching, has caused you to dig into the Scripture, caused you to even search your hearts too. It has caused you to do those things. And to truly search and to see. Not as much as if this is right, if you are truly right. And that's what Yahweh is doing in this hour. I know it's so because Elder Holman and I was talking. He made a statement. I say, so am I, brother. You know, it's just the truth. Because when one declares that, we all find ourselves in that very same position. If your body is torqued in an awkward position, the body is in an awkward position, you feel that here, but you feel it everywhere. After a while, that pain is going to begin to go through your entire body. So he said, I declared unto you the whole counsel. Colossians 4 and 7. Listen to what Paul says. Colossians 4 and 7. He said, all my state shall Tychicus, all my state, my well-being, my condition, my burdens and all of that. He said, all my state, the condition I am in, Tychicus, declare unto you. In order for him to declare that, he must speak unto them concerning the state of Paul. He said, who is a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in Yeshua? Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praises unto thee. He said, I will declare thy name amongst my brethren. Do you understand that? That's so simple. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praises unto thee. In the midst of the brethren, I will declare. And for one to declare, you must make known. It must be spoken to declare it. Now, I will show you something in Scripture, what Yeshua said. John 17:6. And we will use that manifestation or manifest as the authority. All right? I will take out manifest, okay? John 17:6. Now, Yeshua said, I have manifest, but I don't know how you can say that. I have in the authority of thy name unto the men, I have manifest thy name unto the men. Look at this now. I want you to understand this. He says, simply make known or manifest your name unto the men. Listen. Which thou gavest me, where? Out of the world. There were those that were given unto him, and only them the power of that name would be made known. The name of Yahshua and those that he had gave them, the name was manifest, that they knew that this was the Son of Yahweh. They knew it. And they had no doubt. And his name, he said, your name, Father, I have manifest unto those men, the apostles that you have given me out of the world. And those that literally hear the voice of the Father speaking. It is one thing that even if you go in the authority of the United States, you must declare the power of the United States before you can go in the authority. Where are you from? The United States of America. What authority do you bring us this message in? Well, and the authority and the power of the United States of America. For that is my backing. I will utilize that manifestation as he came in the authority of his Father. All right? I substitute that. He said, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. He says in verse 7, now they have known all things, whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. They know that. Only now that they understand that these things, these truths, this understanding, they know that it is from you, Father. And they know that you have given it unto me. He says in verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Nothing else but what the Father gave him. And they have received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. They know for sure that I have come from the Father. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gavest me, for they are thine. He's speaking to the Father. He's saying that these that you have given unto me, they are thine. I don't pray for the world. I pray for those that you have literally given unto me. He says in verse 10, all mine are thine, and thine are mine. I am glorified in them now. He said, I'm glorified in them. Verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Listen now. He said, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me. All right? We will keep through thine own authority those that thou hast given me. And it's one thing about a man's name. There is where his authority lies, in the power of his name. The man here of Bill Gates, they know that that authority that man has is in the name of Bill Gates, of his riches, his might, his power, and his wealth. He said, through thine own name. Now, when something is owned, that is a possession there. Through thine own. You have your own name, is what he said, unto Yahweh. I kept them through thine own name, who thou hast given me. That name, your name you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them, I preserved them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition. He was meant for hell. He was lost. For what reason? He says why? That the scripture might be fulfilled. I want you to drop down to the 26th verse. I declared unto you as I read all of those scriptures to get to this point here. The scripture says this, John chapter 17, verse 6, verse 26. He says this, and I have declared unto them thy name. And for you to declare it, say what you want to. It must be made known. He came in that authority, but he declared it. He said, of all of that, now I have declared it. I have declared it. Now you can search the scriptures and see what declared or declaring. He said, but now he says in verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name. I have made known now. It's the difference between manifest. We can utilize that for the authority. But he says in verse 26, as that chapter closes, how many more verses after 26? Is that the last verse of 26? He closes with that profound saying. And I have declared unto them thy name. Look what else he said. And I will declare it emphatically. He said, no doubt I will declare thy name your way. I will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. He said, because I have such a love for you, Father, and the love that you even have for your name, I have declared it. I have spoken it, not just in the authority, but he spoke the Father's name. And he let known the Father's name and whom he came to represent and the power and the purpose that was in him. It was in the authority and the power of the Father's name. And he had the Father's name. And his name was simply Yahshua to mean Yahweh's salvation or his salvation. He saves his people. And I say as I search and I look, you'll never transliterate names. It is one thing that Paris is Paris. I don't care what language, it is still Paris. Alexander Pushkin is Alexander Pushkin in every language. Transliteration is simply this. You take an English name, you take it to Russia, you use alphabets in the Russian language that will give the name the very same sound in the English language. Now, there are few names that cannot be done that way. They're spelled differently, and yet they still primarily give you the same sound. Now that's what a transliteration is. To translate, you simply take the name, and you, because you apply meaning to it, and this is what the meaning is, and you translate it into your language, regardless of where the origin of the word came from, it is translated that is appropriate for those that hear. And there's one thing about the name of Yahshua. Isn't that amazing? Because everywhere in the Old Testament, even all the old prophets, the names are basically transliterated to the same as it is in English. I know his name is Joseph, but we say Joseph. Basically the same. There's one thing that Satan, how amazing is that? That the word Satan is basically announced that way throughout the world. It is. And yet the integrity of that name never lost an integrity in the scripture. None whatsoever. Shaitan. It's Shaitan. I know how it's pronounced. Hebrew, they pronounce it Shaitan. But yet, basically, the name has stayed intact throughout Scripture. It is only the name of Yahweh that has been taken out of text. Really no places where his name is truly implied. Lord God. And don't tell me that capital G means Almighty Yahweh, because it doesn't. I show you in places where it was used. So Yahshua said, I've declared unto them thy name. And will declare it, what his name, saints, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me, it may be in them and I in them. He said, declared the power of thy name and the glory and the beauty of it. His glorious name. As I thought today, is one thing about even the name Jesus, that it is in every country, almost in every land, it is pronounced differently in every translation. There are 1,008 translations. And what these translators of America has done, they have gone to these pagan places. And they have taken pagan things from the pagan countries that they associate with worship. And they have taken that and translated and brought that into focus, whereby they're actually revealing unto them the spirit of the life of Yahweh's truth. And it really has nothing to do with their sins. They don't repent. Many of those places, they don't know anything about repenting of sin. They don't even know what sin is. We don't know what sin is. I declare something else unto you tonight. You're all going to get mad at me on this one. That's all right. It's a name that, if you don't use this tonight, you're going to hell. Can I tell you what the name is? Will you believe me? That is the name of holiness. You better be joined unto that name and be holy even as he is holy. That is what you better declare in your soul, that you are holy. And you're going to be holy. You're going to live holy too. Yeah, you're not going to be a whole. You're going to live holy and right and pure before him. You're going to have a holy mind, a holy spirit. Your being is going to be holy. You're going to desire holiness. You're going to walk in holiness. You're going to walk just like him because he is holy. You're going to walk holy. Oh, I know it's just some kind of little old word that you don't even use today. You're going to be sanctified, saints. And if for some reason you think you're not, you are deceiving yourself beyond your wildest dream. Follow peace with all men, holiness without, no man is going to see your way. And you're going to have to be holy, saints. I'm not talking about a false brother or false sister. You can find that everywhere. And I say to you all, I say to every last one of you brothers and sisters, I will know a saint. I don't care where he's from. I will know one. I said to the saints of the day, isn't that something? Because I heard Brother Terry on the radio. I like Brother Terry, the brother that came. The only thing he talks about is adultery. That's it. Everything goes back to adultery. Everything, if you listen to him on the radio, everything went back to adultery. Everything. He can talk about this, everything, adultery, 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 that's it, adultery. And so when I even contacted him, I knew that Terry did not keep the Shabbat, but he had a kinsman spirit. That didn't trouble me. Don't you forget the old Baptist preacher I brought in here, the old brother that Shabbat. We had to change the tortoise. And even I was using the name Yahshua when old Terry came. And don't you know that he got on the radio, he blasphemed me, these folks talking about the Sabbath, they don't keep the Sabbath. Let me tell you something, saints. We will know the brothers and sisters of kinsman spirit. His name was declared unto those that the Father had given unto him. We don't cast his pearl before swines or give that which is holy unto dogs. No, we don't, saints. We just don't do it. And he didn't do it as well. He did not. Whether we want to believe that or not, the places he went, he never declared anything. He just looked at them. He saw their sins and their corruption and their wickedness. Let me read this first. The scripture says in Proverbs 30, I love this. This is me here, all right? Proverbs 30, listen to this. Open your hearts to it. It is the power of Yahweh's truth that give us liberty to walk in him. Hear the word of faith. Proverbs 31. It says this, the words of Agur, the son of Jeki, and that's it, it's the blameless one, blameless. And our father is blameless. You can't blame him, there's no fault in him. That's what that word means, Jeki. It says, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Atalia, even unto Atalia and Ucal, that Atalia means Yahweh is with me, and Ucal means the devourer. He's going to devour this sin, you believe me. He's going to devour every flesh upon the face of the earth. And he says in verse 2, surely Now, this is you and I. Surely I am more brutish than any man. Now, you may think you're smarter than any man, but I am more brutish. Look at your brutish ways. I am more brutish than any man. When a man can declare that Yahweh can truly deal with the man's heart, he said, I'm more brutish. I know that one, brother, because I find myself right here in text. And if you don't find yourself in Scripture, something is wrong. It is in Scripture that He chastened you, and all that He loved, everyone that He loved, He chasteneth. And if He doesn't chase you in Scripture and truth, you are a bastard. If He chases you not, then you are a bastard. And I will resist the chastening of Yahweh. I simply receive it. So he said, I am brutish, I am more brutish than any man. Not just some men, but he said, I'm more brutish than any man. Now that's a statement, isn't it? But that's a statement of faith. That's a statement of a heart that is out of the heart of Yahweh. When a man began to exalt themselves and to exclaim their glory, then their minds are full of vanity. They're men that are puffed up. He said, I'm more brutish than any man. And have not the understanding of a man. I don't have the understanding of a man. Boy, man today, come on, man today, even the man that Yahweh made in the beginning. Tell me, you got that understanding that Adam had? You don't have that understanding. You couldn't name it. You saw beasts in the wild, you couldn't even name them. You say, what is that? Sure does look good. He didn't have the understanding of man. The man that Yahweh made, tell me what man has that understanding. He knew the Father in a profound way. He knew His touch, His move. He knew what pleased His heart personally. That's all right by me. I can receive that. I have no problem finding myself right here. He said, I neither learned wisdom. You have to ask for it. He gave us wisdom. She meant that they're trying to learn wisdom. In their books, in their theology. Now you ask for wisdom. If any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask. He gives a man wisdom. We want to learn wisdom. Well, I have a degree and a master's and theology and the scientific department of the University of Southern Cal. He said, no, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask. He said, I neither learned wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. We truly have the knowledge. There's a thorough understanding of the holy. And when a man truly understands that, say, there is going to be a permeating fear in a man's soul because he will know that he is not playing with some little jack-in-the-box of an identity of some God that he thinks he knows. He said, no, I have knowledge of the holy. When a man has knowledge of a thing, it's a thorough fullness of understanding. How do you know that? Well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. I have knowledge of the alphabet system in this nation. He said, I don't even have knowledge, understanding of the holy. My understanding is not fruitful. My knowledge is not fruitful. And our knowledge is not changed. He said, well, we will. He asked the question, verse 4. He said, who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who have gathered the winds in his fists? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established the ends of the earth? What? Listen to what he says. What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canest tell. Tell me, he said. Tell me his name. Tell me his father, his the father and the son's name. And he goes on to say, every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And then he warns, add thou not unto his word. Lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. You can't add anything to his truth. He will reprove thee. He will reprove thee. And you will be found a perverted liar. And you know where all liars are going? They're going to hell. And if a man is a liar, he is of his father, whom was a liar from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth. And Satan has never dwelt in truth. Things he say, they're not predicated upon truth. And there are many things that we have received have been predicated upon our...